We haven't seen much change in FX markets since the week got going, and we talked about a lighter Monday calendar and positioning into today's U.S. event risk, accounting for the directionless trade. Interestingly enough, U.S. equities haven't stopped doing their thing, continuing to extend their record run of gains, despite the quiet currency market and a recent less dovish repricing of rate expectations. This is concerning in our view, as it looks like investors keep ignoring the signs and keep pushing for accommodative policy at all costs, despite indications that things might not end up being that way. And whatever the case, from a technical standpoint, stocks are looking extended on the daily charts and already due for some form of a healthy short-term correction at a minimum. Today's US CPI data is going to be a big one as far as triggering potential volatility in markets. If the data comes in hotter than expected, we suspect we will see broad dollar demand and intense downside pressure on stocks. If, on the other hand, the data comes in as expected or softer, look for the dollar to sell off and stocks to keep pushing record highs. Earlier today, the RBNZ survey showed a moderation in inflation expectations, which was interesting because it challenged the idea of the recent ANZ call for two RBNZ rate hikes. Unsurprisingly, the New Zealand dollar has been underperforming as a result. Key standouts on Tuesday's calendar ahead come from UK employment, Eurozone and German ZEW reads, ECB speak, and the already mentioned highly anticipated US inflation data. That's all for now.